That's what that one's for you, Danny boy. That one's for you. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Happy Hours here on Exotica TV. I'm your host Jay. This is my beautiful co-host with the sexiest legs I've ever seen, Dan.
What's up, kids?
Hey Dan, what's happening?
Actually, there shouldn't be no kids. Everybody here is over 18, right? Good, great. Yep.
Good answer. So, yeah, welcome everybody. This has been a yet another crazy week for all kinds of different reasons. We got a ton of stuff to run through. But before we kind of jump all the way into it, let's get some housekeeping out of the way, Dan. What do you say? You ready for this?
Housekeeping time.
We announced today that our 2021 schedule, our hopeful 2021 schedule. We obviously pushed our shows back.
I don't have it memorized yet. So Jay, I hope you have the dates in front of you.
No, I got the months, but we'll be fine. So we're trying to push everything as far back into the year as we can to start. We're basically going to start middle end of July, in Chicago. The nice thing is Chicago has a huge convention center space. And so if we need to spread shit out fucking miles long, that's what we're going to do. We are hopeful that we can get it back in. Obviously the curve's going in the right direction. So July, Chicago, then we
July 16th to be specific, Jay.
Okay. There you go. And then Miami in September.
17th through 19th, Jay.
Which we all know that we could do the show in Miami today. Because
we could have done the show in Miami in fucking July.
Because Florida's They're fucking crazy. It's like the Wild West of coronavirus. So we decided not to. Put it this way. If I'm not willing to go there, I'm not expecting the 15,000 other people to go there over the course of a weekend. So, you know, that's kind of where we're at with it. And then the fan favorite, October in New Jersey, Edison.
My backyard.
Dan's backyard. Dirty Jersey.
Dirty Jersey.
And then
October 22nd to 24th.
And then we are going to end the year with DC, which we've been trying to get in now for a year too. So that's in the beginning of December. Now, that being said, and I'll just be fully transparent. If July doesn't work in Chicago, DC is going to shift back to 2022. And Chicago is going into that DC slot or somewhere around it. So Chicago and Jersey are, you know, the shows that were, you know, no matter what, they've been our long running mainstays. Miami, like we said, it's the Wild West. So like, you know we can do that. And, you know, unfortunately, DC could be potentially on the block, but we'll know as we get closer and, you know, figure all that stuff out.
In a nutshell, people. We're going to have some fucking shows in 2021.
The other piece of housekeeping that I wanted to talk about for a quick second was, as you guys see, you see this bar running across the bottom of the show. We, you know, along the way, if you drop us a tip on what is it, streamlabs.com/exotica, you'll see a nice little thing pop up with your name. You'll feel important and special, and we'll get to take your money and we'll spend it all on crypto and probably lose it in the end. So leading right into the last one, Dan, this week's total, we have collected, because we are such sexy bitches, we collected over $100 in tips. Dan, $100. Think about that.
American dollars.
We realized that that couldn't throw a pizza party for our staff. So I took all that money, our future staff, took all that money, I dumped it into some crypto. Dan, do you know what our grand total right now is since my investment of the $102 or whatever it is?
$418.
So,
dude, I'm pretty fucking good.
That's really good. And I would say I am part genius. Now, the other genius move, I was tempted very hard to yeet this into GME all week long, which I'm sure we'll talk about. I did not. So
you were entirely too old to be using the term yeet.
I wanted to use that because that's what all the young kids are saying. So I'm just trying to stay young. So the other good news was I didn't throw it into that. And so we still have $418. And with that, Dan, my housekeeping is done.
Your housekeeping is done, my friend.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Jason? Your housekeeping is done. Let's fuck it all up again.
All right.
We're going to bring in our two guests. You might know them from the world of adult, from your dreams, from your fantasies. But we know them as June Ann and Kim Karateka. What's up, ladies? And did I pronounce your name right, Kim?
Yes, you did.
See, awesome. Look at that shit.
Dan, that was a good lead-in, man. I'm impressed.
Thank you. From you or from me?
From you.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm giving you a compliment, damn it. Take it. Doesn't happen often.
For some reason, I can't get Periscope on my freaking phone right now to watch this thing and see the comments, but Jay, you'll navigate us through the comments and the waters of the comments.
I absolutely can do that. You shouldn't be watching on Periscope anyways.
John and Alex Beach is here, though.
That's right. So, and along the way, anybody wants to leave a comment, we kind of pick and choose and we'll dump you on the screen and whatever. So be nice.
John's one of the rares. So thank you for joining us on Fridays. I don't know. Do you guys have your drinks?
Got them.
Oh, so
look at this.
A toast to you guys. Thank you for joining us.
Cheers. Welcome to Exotica TV.
Jesus Christ. We were going to make this gummy Friday, but not everybody got the memo. So
Dan just tries to use this to see like how much shit he can do within like, you know, an hour and get away.
I really don't have any sort of problem.
There should be an after show on this show. Like,
I only
just
drink during the show. That's the only time during the week I usually drink.
See,
I do smoke weed every day, but that's a different story. But anyway. So thank you for joining us. And so, June, where are you coming to us from?
I'm coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri.
Missouri!
Right now.
What?
No, Kim, where are you coming from right now? What state? Ooh. Oh, we lost her.
Wait, hold on a second. Sorry, Kim. Oh. Now we hear you. You're better.
I'm in Venice Beach, California.
Oh, look at you. So
yeah.
So you're from Australia originally, right?
I am, yeah. I'm an Aussie. It's like just the opposite side of this pond, you know?
So how would you compare, like, so were you over here the entire time during, how long have you been in the States?
I've been here for like a while now. I've been in LA for I think 6 years.
Okay.
I was in New York for 2 years before that, but it got too cold for me.
Yeah, I'm in New Jersey. You want to talk cold right now? It is with the wind chill right now, 11 fucking degrees. 11.
See, that feels like 11. A punishment. That feels like I'm being punished for something.
When you're in New Jersey and it's that cold, it is a punishment. God is actually punishing you.
You know what's going to be later?
Yeah.
It's going to be -1.
If you live somewhere that has stuff to do in the winter, like, you know, like
Vermont.
Skiing or snowboarding or whatever, not just Vermont, but like, then it, you know, it becomes okay. But when you're just sitting there freezing your ass off on, like, you know, on the Jersey Turnpike, it's not worth it.
I don't fucking know. So, and June, you just celebrated a big win. One of the movies that, so you're a spokesperson for Shush. Or the way it's spelled out,
shh.com.
Shush. But anyway, and you guys just won the XBiz erotic theme movie of the year, right? For Mirror Game?
We did. Yep, we won that in Best Music. So we're all excited for that.
Now, do you guys usually go to the XBiz and AVN Awards live?
I think this would have been my first year to go if it would have been there.
Oh.
You're not
how about you, Kim?
No, I have never been.
Okay. You know what's funny, Dan? I've never been either.
You're not
missing
much either.
You know what's interesting, though, is back probably like 15 years ago, back in my heyday, I used to run with a BDSM group that threw the biggest AVN after party for all the fetish industry people. When it was back in the Venetian.
Okay.
So I've been to the AVN, but not to the AVN.
Been around the AVN, but you haven't
been
in the AVN. That makes sense.
So my first AVN awards, I think, were like, I want to say 1998
They were still like reel to reel, right? At that point?
Yes, they were reel to reel, Jay. Okay. Somebody actually sat there and did this. but anyway, so it used to be, yeah, it was in the Venetian. You would walk, it was actually in a ballroom. It was industry only, so no fans were allowed. The host was, Robert, what the hell is his name? Started with an S. Bob Schimmel.
Mm-hmm.
And John Leslie would close out every show. And if I don't know if you know who John Leslie is or was, I mean, John, yeah, he'd come out and play his harmonica. He would have been, actually, just the other day, it would have been his, like, 76th.
Was he the guy in Blues Traveler?
No.
Okay, just make it true.
No, John Leslie was, like, an adult filmmaker and director and that. So, who was the Blues Traveler guy?
John Popper,
that's it. But it was just like, you know, and the show was like over in like two hours.
See, and so we keep freezing up here. I've gone to AVN the trade show of, you know, forever, but the award show has just never was a thing. And it's funny because you picture it as this big opulent thing. And Dan, you said you've been like, by relatively quickly, like people lose interest in it and end up hanging out at the bar and just waiting for people's names to be called. Right.
Like, I mean, I don't know what they do now that it's shown on Showtime. They, like, film it and everything. And, you know, but by the end of the show, they can't even go to the audience anymore because there's nobody in the seats. Like, you know, everybody just, like, they got their award and they just bolt, you know. So, anyway, that's the whole thing. But, so, you know, we actually made a pact last week that we're not going to talk about how you're surviving with coronavirus. But, Kim, I bet you are back over on the other side of the Pacific right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when this whole thing happened, everyone's from Australia came out of the woodwork and started reaching out to me and being like,
so tell me about Donald Trump. No.
Stay over there. Yeah. Like thinking of coming home anytime soon. It looks pretty bad. I'm like, yeah, I know it looks pretty bad and embarrassing a little. I've been trying to stay in this country for so long, and now I finally have like legal rights to stay here, and then you guys go and drop the ball. What the fuck?
And continued to do it for almost like a year. Like that's the amazing thing. Yeah, I mean, you know, I start seeing now, like, and thanks for bringing this up, Dan. This was a really good segue into something that we're not talking about. Like New Zealand, I mean, they're holding fucking 20,000 person concerts. Like the shit's like they're back in action. Like, is Australia the same way at this point? Or,
I mean, New Zealand is ahead of the game on a lot of counts. Like, yeah, you shouldn't really compare us to New Zealand. Like, they're politically speaking, I mean, their education system, I just think they're a far superior country. And I think New Zealand is probably the safest place to be right now.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, the way that they handled it now, like, I mean, they're doing things that we can only hope to be doing, you know, in the future. I mean, it's wild.
And how's life in St. Louis?
They have a female prime minister, so I think they're forward thinking people.
Yeah, well, it shows.
How's life in St. Louis?
Yeah, as compared to like New Zealand, what about St. Louis?
Come on,
give us.
Really not. It's got an airport.
Okay, that's cool. No. Does it have? Are there kangaroos there?
There's no kangaroos. So okay. It's very different than Australia. Okay. It's got a lot of fun stuff. What's really cool? I'm a really big like arts and culture person, and the forest. We have our big park here, which is three times larger than Central Park, and it held the like 1904 World Fair. So all the museums inside Forest Park or free entry. So the St. Louis Zoo, which is the number one zoo in the nation, the art museum, the history museum, they're all free entry.
There's so many places like that. Like that we've kind of, you know, we make fun of Columbus, Ohio a lot because we got slaughtered during a trade show there. But the actual city itself was so much fun and it was so cool and it had so much like personality and, you know, it was
exotic St. Louis, right?
And there, dude,
people it is the gateway to the Midwest.
People have said St. Louis before.
I love St. Louis
for sure.
There was a club called Mississippi Nights. I don't know if it's still there.
What's the sex scene in Columbus? In where was it? Where we got St. Louis? What's the sex scene going on in St. Louis? Is there like strip clubs and like whatever? Or are they?
There's strip clubs. So you go over the river.
Okay.
And when you go over the we're right on the Mississippi River.
On the other side of the tracks.
Illinois. Exactly.
There you go.
There's some great strip clubs. It's a good time. A bunch of the I would say the sex work is all the OnlyFans. You know, we don't really have studios,
right.
You know, large studios here. So it's all the, you know, private content creators.
I kind of feel like every town is now an OnlyFans town.
Yeah, across the world.
I mean, you know, listen, if something positive came out of, you know, the craziness of the last year, you know, the empowerment that it's given individuals in their own career has been really amazing. You know, I mean, it's wild to see.
And I think it's afforded people the option to turn and pivot when they needed to. You know, maybe they lost their job and they went to camming or OnlyFans to like make ends meet till they, you know, figured out their next, you know, avenue in life, or they decided this was their avenue in life because they were having such an awesome time.
Right.
Right. And you said you've been doing this for a while. Kim, you just got into the business like relatively like recently, right?
I mean, I've actually started my own private content, like exclusive content website a couple of years ago. And it was just like kind of secret thing that I did for fun and a few people knew about it.
Right.
So, but then OnlyFans happened and I was like, oh, great. Because I have this year's worth of content that I, you know, that only like, you know, a few people saw. And then I had loads of content. So I was kind of I was already like getting into it, you know, just out of my own curiosity. So
let me ask you this, and you feel free to tell me that you're not going to answer this, but like you move over here years ago, right? When you now talk to your family and friends back at home, like, are they like, man, you came to America and now I see you on OnlyFans, and like, you're like, does anybody have any, like, what's their feedback from that? Was it like, oh shit, America just turned you out? Like, or was it like,
well, this year, no, 2020 was the year that I told my mom.
Okay.
I sent her my Instagram, but not my current Instagram, my one that just got deactivated, which if anyone wants to help me get back, you should write into Instagram. And
I'm with you, sister.
Trust me, we've been on that push for the last like 12 months. So yeah,
we're offering actually it's up to $2,021 now to get our Instagram back.
Oh, okay.
It hasn't happened yet. So don't.
If you get ours and Kim's back, not only will you do that, but you get a free membership to her OnlyFans. But anyway, continue.
So you send your mom the Instagram page.
Yeah. So I sent her the previous one, and yeah, because I just thought, you know what, I don't want my mom to leave this life like not knowing who I am, you know, and the full expression of myself. So, and my Instagram that got shut down was like, really, like I,
maybe she reported it.
No. No.
Actually, that would be a brilliant move by a parent.
Yeah, it really would.
Well, her first reaction was, isn't that dangerous? And I said, oh, it's okay, Mom. I've navigated my way through the dangerous parts and I've found a good place.
You're in a safe spot.
I'm in a safe place. And then she said, well, Gerhard, who's her like gay best friend,
right,
he thinks you're fabulous. And I'm like,
that's when you know you want
Gerhard, you have to be like a gay best friend.
I kind of feel that way too.
Agreed?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. that's the gay best friend's best name.
You took a different path to adult, right? Because you have, and we were talking about this a little bit before we went live, you actually are a doctor.
I am. I have my PhD in immunology.
So you can come up with a vaccine.
I do work in the field of evaluating vaccine responses and immune responses. So, but I'm not currently working on any of the vaccines for now.
Can you get me a vaccine? I'm looking for one. I need four.
I actually enrolled in the Moderna trial. So I in the trial. Huh?
So you may or may not have gotten the vaccine.
I found out about a few weeks ago that I got the vaccine.
You did?
Oh, so they do tell you if you got the vaccine or you took the placebo.
Yeah, they unblinded the study, or they gave you the option of unblinding a few weeks ago.
Oh, that's
all right, so here's the deal. We need our Instagram back.
And I need four vaccinations. Instagram
back, and we need some fucking vaccines. 1, 2, yeah. Three,
who do we
four.
Talk to? You know what? Let's make it an even 20.
Four,
we'll just call it
two,
even.
3, 4.
No, that's
so. I have the, so early on. I have the, so I've been, you know, I've been lucky so far, right? Because, you know, I'm old.
Because he gets to see me.
I have high blood pressure. I mean, I'm like, you know, I don't want. I'm convinced that weed and my CPAP machine.
Weed solves everything for Dan. Yeah.
Right. And the oxidation, you know, yes, whatever process to clean the fucking thing. I am convinced that that keeps me fucking healthy.
Yeah. It just like cycles it through you at night.
I think so.
Yeah. You're wrong, but that's, yeah, that's okay. Cause if, as long as you're happy with your hypothesis, then we're good.
My hypotheses. Okay. Well, anyway. Well, we might have to put you back to work because I heard the Johnson & Johnson one kind of fucking sucks.
I mean, it doesn't suck per se. It just is not quite as effective as... Well, the scary thing now is like, why are we talking about this? All the variations of everything. Like,
yeah,
that's the shit.
The variants
it's like,
are terrifying.
If we had just fixed this fucking shit in the first place and done it right, like, we wouldn't be talking about the variations because that
or
shit...
Or if we even just took time to put like protocols in place. So every time there was a flare up, we knew what to do, and every state knew what to do, and then states weren't competing against each other for resources. This has been an absolute, like, just
it's crazy.
I mean,
it's been a shit
show. In terms of organization, it's in planning. Like, if you just like, I don't care what you believe or what, you know, just the organization and planning has been a shit show.
Totally. But then when you, I mean, like from an outside, being a foreigner though, like I'm kind of looking at it like.
You're not an outsider. You're one of us.
Like, because, you know, I didn't grow up here. And so I kind of think about it like, yeah, if this was a pandemic and you were looking at America, how would you target America? Okay, they have this whole, like, you guys have this whole, like, individual, you know, everyone can be their
bravado
own person.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, you can just do whatever you want. And when you think about somewhere like China, like, where everybody is, like,
they're just like, yeah.
Yeah. So, and they're like, okay, well, maybe we just create a disaster where people would have to coordinate and then send it to America. Yeah.
And get along.
The scary thing is that, you know, my fear is that this, I don't think we've learned anything. Like, I really, if this were shit were to happen, like, stop today and tomorrow were to happen all over again, I feel like we would just do the same fucking thing. Like the same exact thing. There would still be people like standing in Target fucking screaming at people because they're not trying to wear masks or like, you know, thinking that it infringes on their rights or, you know, all kinds of shit. I just think that, you know, at the end of the day, we just really haven't, you know, haven't actually learned, you know, to do anything different.
Oh, man.
Let's change the subject, guys. Right? Let's talk about something fun, so... You know what, Jay? Let's break it to one of our little segments.
Okay,
here.
What do
so,
you got?
We got it. So we're gonna bring in. We're gonna bring up a little thing. So my girlfriend Kathy, always this is her. But we're gonna play a little theme song. Who, why, when, we'll probably get kicked off of YouTube for this.
Nah, I think this one's safe. When? The other ones are.
I think
totally
next time we're alone together in the bedroom, I think I'm gonna put this song on. Can you send it to me, Jay?
You and I?
Yes, no.
Okay.
Not you. When you and I are in the bedroom, when Kathy and I are in the bedroom.
Big
anyway,
spoon, little spoon. Okay.
Yes. We went through this last time. So Kathy's not in the business. My beautiful girlfriend and I, we've been together for 9.5 years. She hasn't killed me yet. So that's a positive.
I don't know how it happens.
I don't know how. But she always asks these like questions, and it'll always be at like the most wonderful times, you know, so to speak. So one question she asked one time, and yeah, I'm not going to say what brought it up, but what would be what's the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you guys in bed, either on a set or in your personal life?
Like this, we'll a true blooper roll.
A true sex blooper. Because everybody's got, yeah, like everybody's like always gotten the guy, every guy's gotten fucking whacked in the nuts or gotten his dick bent the wrong way or, you know, somebody's guy or girl has, you know, farted or something. What's the worst thing that has ever happened to you? We'll start with you, June. Go ahead.
Sorry, Dr. Sure. Or mine happened in high school, actually.
Okay.
So, and in Australia, we wear uniforms to high school. So we had like a white blouse and a dark blue skirt with a tie. Anyway, so I was in this, I skipped class with this guy, my boyfriend, and we snuck into this janitor's closet, like an abandoned janitor's closet. And so we were in the dark, and then we were making out, and he fingered me. And I remember being like, wow, I'm really wet. Like,
I know where this is going.
more so than usual. I'm just thinking, huh, okay. Anyway, so that happened. And then I go back to class, and I'm sitting there in my next class, and I look down at my white blouse, and there's red finger marks on my blouse. And I'm like, oh, no. I'm like,
what do you do at that point?
Yeah, what was the cover? How did you, like, what do you do?
I'm invested in this story now.
Oh, it was just horrible. I mean, I had to go and wash and try and get, because you could see that I had just been fingered on my period. It was just like.
There's no getting around that.
Something else.
But then I kept thinking about him, like, at what point did he, like, you know, because it would have been like under his fingernails and stuff, and I'm like, he never said anything, though. He never said anything. And I was like, wow, what a gentleman.
It's funny that you say that, because...
Yeah, I don't think that's a gentleman, but...
Hold on a second.
The gentleman tag went out at the whole fingering in the closet thing.
So I literally sent this to somebody today. Right? Like, talk about perfect timing. Like, this is straight off of my text messages. So there you go.
I'm surprised you didn't say that to me.
I'm surprised too. It actually went to my brother-in-law Chip. So shout out to Chip and
your mother.
Vagina blood. All right.
June, can you top that?
I mean, I just have to say though that Kim, I feel like all girls have some kind of version of that story, whether they'll tell it or not. Because I've definitely been there.
Same. But, you're not alone.
Yeah, mine kind of involves the picture that Jay just showed, but in a completely different way. This goes back. I was living in New Orleans, so it was probably 10 years ago now. And I was having sex with a guy that I just started seeing, and I had a new cat. And I guess when the guy was on top, of, like, we were in Missionary. And
he accidentally slept the cat.
No.
Okay. He slipped.
I guess as he was thrusting, his ball sack looked like a toy, and the cat went for it.
Yep, I can see that.
Yeah, that was a rough situation.
See, that's why I'm glad mine tuck up in when I'm doing it. Like, you know, they don't just hang out there. That's where it gets dangerous.
Yeah.
But that's also why I don't own a cat.
Wow.
Right?
What?
Was there blood?
There wasn't blood, no. Or that I knew, yeah, I don't think, I mean, it kind
did it,
of
did
ended
it completely,
there.
Did it, yeah, did it stop, or did it, like, was it just shoo the cat away? Did it, okay.
What's his name? Claude not. Balls.
Claude Balls.
It was not.
I get it now, Claude Balls.
The cat's actual name was Vin, believe it or not.
Vin?
And
like
he
Vin,
proved
Vin
not,
Diesel?
No, Zen, like Zen out, like. Yoga Zen.
Okay.
Jay, what's your most embarrassing story, Jay?
You know, I mean, I guess one time, I can't even, so I had sex with this girl one time, and she...
Was it he?
When we finished, she was like, I forgot to take my tampon out. And I was, and it was like up in her, and there was a whole issue, and like that, I'm like, how do you forget to do that? It was kind of crazy. But more like in a like, I think you need to like get that shit fixed, like, or like, yeah, she finally got it out, but it was like, I don't know how, whether she like just was embarrassed to say that she had it in, or if she was just like didn't remember. I don't know. It was the weirdest thing. Still haunts my nightmares. How about you, Dan?
Interesting. Mine was
Did you ever have sex
at college.
with your tampon in?
No, at college, me and this other guy were both in the same room. It was actually in the gym at Seton Hall University, which is right next to the radio station. And he was like with this chick, and I was with a chick over there, and we're doing it. You know, in the, there was like a stage there and like gym mats or whatever, and I'm doing it, and I just look over. And there he is, and just at the same time, like we're across from each other, like, you know, across the room. He just looks over and he just like starts making these fucking faces at me. And I just blew into it fucking hysterically laughing, to which the chick got so mad or whatever. She just like just got up, like threw me off of her and just said, like, you know, like, fuck you, and just went storming off. And just as she's storming off, she was yelling so loud about it, the security guards walked in. And we got nailed, but that was our stupid
Okay.
thing. So
I mean,
anyway, so
I was
that.
going to tell the story about the time that I finger banged this girl in school in the closet. But, you know, Kim already beat me to it, so.
Oh my gosh. So anyway, that's our little
There you go.
story
Nice
today.
job, Kathy. There's your Kathy's corner
Little
answer.
thing there.
Kathy's
So,
questions.
yes.
So wait a
So,
second.
Jay.
I have a question, and kind of. June, you had said you were living in New Orleans, which I l fucking love New Orleans. Good, like such a.
Yeah.
It was actually the last place I traveled to before the whole lockdown. We went like in February,
Nice.
and could have sworn that I got corona there. But anyways, Kim, you coming over into the country, like you said, you were in New York, spent a lot, lived in New York for a while, and then out in L.A.
Turn up
Have
the
you
fucking macaroni again.
gotten the opportunity to travel to other places like in the United States? And what would have been like what where have been some of your like favorite spots?
So before I moved to mainland America, I was a singer dancer on the cruise ships,
Oh, really?
and yeah, we got to visit Alaska.
You know what the follow-up question is going to be, by the way, right?
Sorry?
You know what the next question is going to be from all of us.
I don't know if
For you to sing and dance.
Anyways, you're right, you're singing and dancing on a cruise ship.
Yeah, in like the production shows, and we got to spend 4 months in Alaska, and believe you me, I fucking hate the cold. I
Right.
really do. But Alaska was the most beautiful thing I have ever seen in my life.
Really?
I think coming from Australia, like, we just don't have anything like that in Australia. I've never really seen anything like Alaska. So I mean, yeah, Alaska's
You
pretty
obviously
cool.
haven't been to St. Louis.
I haven't been
Dude, but that's
actually I haven't been to New Orleans either, and I really want to. That's
New
really
Orleans is,
but
if you're a music fan, New Orleans is a like, whoop, I think, do we kind of lose her? Wait, hold on.
I need
Yep,
to
she's there.
Oh, you're switching phones. Okay, cool. I'll add you in. There you go. She's
Thank
changing
you.
in. No problem.
There you go.
So, if you turn yourself, there you go. So, New Orleans, if you're a music fan, is the fuck you. It's the dirtiest, gnarliest t city town that you'll ever go to, but it's also the greatest. Like, you know, it's got this like beauty to it. Like, you walk out and you're like, half of this stuff smells like somebody vomited in the streets or like definitely pissed behind that dumpster. Like,
Which they
but
did.
it's all the positives that go around it that make it just like it's so awesome. I absolutely love it.
I've heard so many things about it. I would love to go.
Now, my next question, though, now that you ask or talk about the
Singing and dancing.
the cruise ship, is tell me that the people, like, when I was in college, I worked at a restaurant. It was all like young kids, you know, young like college kids working there, and it was, you know, work all day, money in hand, and debaucherous, like the second you walked out to the second you walked back in, because it was just a group of like contained college kids. I have to imagine that traveling with a crew like that with the cruise ship has to be pretty entertaining.
Entertaining is one word.
Okay. Like, I was throwing out as a blanket word. Like, what would be a better word to describe it? debaucherous?
It's kind of debaucherous in that, like, you become one of two things on a cruise ship. Either you become an alcoholic or a gym junkie, because
what else are you going to do? Right.
A lot of the time, like, so, and also most of the crew share cabins. I would say like 75% of the crew share cabins, which means if you want to have sex, you've got to find really creative places to do it, you know, and people do find
or be willing to just have your roommate watch.
Yeah. There was a little curtain you could slide across on your little, I think the funny thing was just there's some really interesting people who take cruise ships sometimes. And when we were in like the public areas, we'd have to wear like our name tag and then what our role was on the ship. So it said, you know, singer, dancer. And anyway, and people could come up and ask you anything and everything, whatever they fucking want to. And we would all sit around at the officer's mess at night, and we would all share stories about what was the stupidest question you got asked today. And man, there are some good ones. And the list was just endless of these fucking stupid questions that people would come and ask you. And here's one that I have never figured out what this woman was asking me, but she comes up to me one night. And I was like, 7 months into an 8-month contract, I was already kind of like going batshit crazy.
Right, just, done with it.
I was done with it. And she comes up to me, and you know, there's this hierarchy, like the passenger is right. So you're supposed to be polite and you're supposed to give up your seat and whatever. She comes up to me and she's like, excuse me, I have a question. And she says, the stairs, do they go up and down? I was just like,
no, it's more of a sideways motion.
What? And so I paused and I didn't say anything, and because I was waiting for her to like go ba-dum-tsh or something, and then she reiterated, and she was like, the stairs, do they go up and down? And I'm like,
so Kim, what was your go-to? Like, what was your go-to? Like, what kind of shows? Like, would you be in like the Broadway musical shows?
Yeah, there were like some kind of Broadway show. I mean, I did two different contracts, so the shows were different. But like, you know, there was like, they love like Elton John and Billy Joel. And my first contract, we had like an Australian, New Zealand, you know, show. But yeah, it was like just lots of dance, you know, lots of cheese and dance and yeah.
And some of the shows are actually pretty good. I've been on a few cruises in my life. I mean, the last one I was on was a Christmas time cruise out of New York. That wasn't very fun because it was cold as fuck. But it was Rock of Ages was on.
Oh, nice. Like
Norwegian. And that was actually a pretty decent show. But I love cruises. I don't think I'll ever go on a cruise ship again now after this whole mess. But I don't know what the hell we're going to do. So
it is. There we go.
Oh, you're back here?
Do y'all hear
me? Yay, we can hear you.
Yay! Yeah. All right, we are whole again.
All right. It's like this never even happened.
So, by the way, guys, our tagline for Exotica TV is what could possibly go wrong?
Yes. So
everything, obviously.
We've pretty much covered. You know what? The question shouldn't be like the biggest like blooper having sex. It should have been the biggest blooper running Exotica TV, because we've fucked all this stuff up for like the last like 11 months. So
we're not caught. We produce trade shows. We could produce massive trade shows. They got 15, 20, 30,000 or more people, right? We could take over, you know, 180,000 square foot halls and pack it with booths and stage shows and seminars and,
but I can't run a 4x6 video
and after parties and all this stuff. And we can't manage a fucking, you know, an internet show. It's amazing.
You know,
we decided to do this like partially out of boredom, but yeah, we wanted to keep the brand active, give, you know, women such as yourselves, like somewhere to, you know, push your stuff to, you know, our watch this, Jay, 1.3 million Twitter followers.
Almost 1.4.
Almost 1.4. We used to have 800,000 Instagram followers, but we all know where that happened. But anyway, yeah. And Evan Stone, by the way, Jay, while we were in our little meltdown here, just sent me a text. He just got fucking suspended, I think, from Facebook for reposting a thing from Nikki Delano. Let's see, when did he post this?
They're coming for us all. Like, it's what's terrifying is like,
dude, from March of 2020, they just get it. It was a repost of Nikki Delano to appear at Exotica, just a repost of one of our blog posts.
Ted, our production director, and who handles like all of our social media, website, print design, like all that stuff, he is the guy that, you know, manages all our social media. Poor Ted. He's in Facebook jail for 90 days right now because of them just plucking things off from, like, you know, 2018, 2016, like, just, you know, there's no rhyme or reason to it. But because his name is on the app that auto posts stuff and whatever, he gets clipped. And so he's gone. I mean, the scary thing is for us, like, I mean, we're now pretty much narrowed down to like Twitter. Like, I mean, Instagram went away after, you know, went away, it came back, it went away, it came back. And then finally we were just like, well, that's not worth it. You TikTok. Know, I can't do TikTok. What's funny is I'm also like, every day I get older and older, and every day like a new app comes out that I'm just like, nah, fuck that noise. Like, you know,
You're not going to yeet it?
No, I'm not going to yeet it. I definitely like, no, Snapchat was the end of my, like ability to keep up with social media. Like that was what screwed me.
So June, I mean, I know we mentioned before that you guys won the, for shush.com. You guys won the award for erotic theme movie of the year and best music, by the way. But the you know, everybody knows or may not know, the AVN and XBiz Awards both just hosted their awards. And Jay, I don't know if you have a little graphics to go along with this.
I do.
That I painstakingly took the time to find pictures of.
Yep. I painstakingly took the time to
watch this
up.
Shit. Watch this shit, guys. We're going to have like some cool like fucking graphics here.
Don't overhype it, Dan.
Potential AVN and XBiz Award for Performer of the Year both went to Emily Willis. It didn't go to Andrew White. Scarlett Scandal. Go ahead.
Who's this
one
chick?
I Scarlett. She's beautiful, right?
She is beautiful.
She won for Best New Starlet for both newcomer, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
The male, it actually split. For AVN, it was Small Hands.
Nice.
Mr. Joanna Angel. Awesome, yep. Dude, by the way. We love him.
Mr. Joanna Angel.
So Mr. Bad. Joanna Angel. He'll appreciate that one.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
And Ramon Nomar with one for XBiz. Now, you may or may not know this. His last name is his first name spelled backwards. Little fun fact there for you. All right. Going on to MILF of the Year. Unanimous with both. Cherry DeVille.
Okay. Has she been to
the
shows?
Director of the Year, a friend of ours from, and congratulations from to Miss Kate Cross from way back when, who actually went to the Playboy Mansion with us.
My stepfather kicked her in the head.
He kicked Joanna in the head, didn't he?
No, he kicked
Joanna Angel.
No,
was on
he
the
kicked
Caden
Cross in the head. Yeah.
She used to look prettier than that, but then his stepfather kicked her, and that's what she looks like now.
No, not at all. We went to the Playboy Mansion, and we went in a limo bus that had a pole in the middle of it, and we went and got wild and like came back, and my stepdad was with us. And I mean, dude, I had to bring it was awesome to bring him because, you know, he's like a child of the 70s, like growing up to be able to go to the Playboy Mansion, like definitely an experience. Anyways, we're drunk and coming back, and he jumps up on the pole and spins around. And as he spins around, his foot caught the side of Caden Cross's head. It just like knocked her. We're just like,
Jay
oh
also
my
gave
God.
His shoes to a homeless. Jay also gave his shoes to a homeless person and walked home from the restaurant
and got athlete's
to
foot
our hotel
yeah.
barefoot.
Yeah. No, I wore the homeless guy's shoes and I got like the worst athlete's foot for like the next 2 weeks afterwards. It was a bad
good thing
decision.
He didn't stick a dick in him. But anyway, and Caden's movie Muse for deeper.com, starring Maitland Ward and Adriana Chechik. That one for movie of the year. And that's pretty much all the ones we're going to talk about. We could go on to best anal scene with a clown using a juggling pin, but
because there's like 900 categories, it's crazy. Like,
and here's the thing: the thing would last 3+ hours, pain. But anyway, the congratulations to all the winners. May your trophies eventually arrive, and you celebrate with your friends one day when this is all over.
We did an award show for 2 years. It was trying to corral the people that it takes to do that shit and like get everybody in the right place at the right time. Oh, this is where Dan tells you that he did all the work and I did out front and like drank champagne, which I kind of did. Yeah.
Which you weren't supposed to. You gave away champagne, which you weren't allowed to, and they almost shut down the show. Yeah, I got to produce, direct. I, too, was an award-winning, not a filmmaker, I guess, a producer of some sort or director.
Stunkcock.
We had all sorts of stuff. We had kabuki curtains. We had a marching band come in.
Yeah, no, it was fun. But Dan, you know what? It was fun. I can put up videos of all these award winners, but instead we're going to go to something a little bit more fun to look at on the screen, which is just a big picture of me. Oh, look at that.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
All right. So
fucking thing sucks.
Calm down. All right, we're gonna do a little thing. That is a long intro. I spend, you know, with the shows like not happening, I spend a lot of time sitting on the internet now, and I'm just like aimlessly scrolling through Reddit. So I figure like I'll at least like make it work. So now like when I'm sitting on my phone and my wife is like, "Why are you always on your phone?" and I'm scrolling on Reddit, I can tell her I'm working. So this is pretty much my like I'm working segment. So
is it she always on her phone?
No, she's just like at her computer working, but that's a whole nother story.
Does she still play Fruit Ninja?
No. She just works 100% of the time. Like, I think she sleeps at her desk at this point. So this is kind of a compilation of like my like weekly finds, of like random video stuff like that I find online and we'll go for it. I'm just going to jump right into it. You ready for it? Everybody ready?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. So, this guy jumped. At first I was like, who would do this? Thinking it's like in Michigan or something crazy. Then you hear the voice, you're like, of course it's Russia. Like, but the crazy thing is, the dude was in the car.
This whole thing to Russian people.
In Russia, these videos that come out of Russia are the craziest shit you've ever seen. Like, look at this guy. He jumped the thing and then came out of the truck and swam out. I don't even know how to do something like that, but I was kind of impressed. So let's see. What do we choose the next one? This one's going to freak you out a little bit. All right. So while we're watching this, okay. So this dude talking to a monkey, right? I want you to tell me what you think is going to happen in this video. June, go ahead.
June. Oh, we can't hear June again.
Oh, now we can't hear June again. Oh, wait a second. She muted herself. Wait. Oh. Unmute her.
June, did you mute yourself? Oh, my gosh. Poor June.
Hello?
There she is. Okay, now so okay. June, what do you think is going to happen here?
I think that tail is gonna like whip down and like snap, like slap him on the face.
Okay.
Kim?
He's gonna get shit on.
Okay, that's a good answer. Dan?
I second the poop.
Okay, here we go. It's a GIF, so it's not. There you go. Oh. There's a monkey.
Aww.
Oh, so made his face off?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh my God. That's a chunk of his head. That was gone.
Oh, is it?
The monkey ate his head. That's right.
Sorry. Look, and he's got blood on his white shirt.
I didn't realize how graphic that one was. Okay, so we're just gonna move to one much better.
Look at that shit. You cannot walk on that.
Dan, you can walk. Ready?
Pull the fucking in.
Let me.
Jay, are you trying to make us throw up?
Okay, he's walking back. Okay, yeah. Okay, we're gonna move to some funny ones here.
Okay.
We'll go straight to the car. His name is
John C. Oh, jeez.
His name is John Cena.
I don't know, but it was just the audio made it so much better. Okay, so I'm sure she's fine though. That's fine.
I'm just concerned about the horse.
Okay,
the Russians do stupid shit.
This actually was on TV today. You ready for this?
Baratunde, I'd like to begin with you, and we're all about to see something. For the first time, I'm watching this on Reddit. First video, exclusive video out of this meeting today.
Not really political.
Between McCarthy and Trump, we'll watch it and react on the other side. I love you.
So I'm watching this, and I'm like, oh, somebody did a great edit of like, you know, just being able to like slide this in there and like whatever.
Which, hey, I love this scene. It's great.
You had me at hello. You had me at hello.
You had me at hello.
That is, obviously, we have rolled the wrong clip, and we were sold a bill of goods.
It was actually on TV.
This was going to be of the McCarthy and Trump meeting, and someone's going to be, of course, in big trouble.
Can you imagine, like, somebody's in big trouble? That actually happened on TV today. And I'll end it on an upbeat note. No people missing heads or scalps. Nobody's legs pointed in different directions. If you're a pot smoker, you can relate to this video. So here we go.
Hey, that's y'all weed?
Look at that one.
Everybody, look.
There you go.
My hand.
That's fine.
All right, so that's the wholesome end to that was funny. But it was. I think maybe the head scalping one might have been a little bit too overboard.
Especially because you just kept letting it go on. The foot thing was more disturbing.
I don't think I watched like the second half of it. I just saw it happen and I was like, oh man, that's worthy. Like, then I didn't realize that there were like close-ups and like zoom-ins on, you know.
This is a quality production, ladies. This is a quality fucking production.
Yeah. I'm traumatized.
So what is worse, Kim, that or people asking you questions about koala bears, kangaroos, and asking you to, you know, talk in your accent?
Or saying maybe a dingo ate your baby.
A dingo.
Well, I mean,
because that's got to be the most American
people
reply.
Like, I mean, people don't always guess that I'm from Australia straight away. Like, you guys are not super great at picking the accent. I get like England, South Africa.
Are you from Florida?
From St.
Yeah,
Louis?
No, but I mean, some people just think it's funny when I say certain things. Like my best friend laughs when I say oregano instead of oregano. So I mean, just things like that. People are kind of like oregano. Say it again, oregano.
That's where we do the same with Tanya Tate. Tanya has her.
Oh my god, Tanya's a good friend of ours. Yeah,
and she's
been here for fucking I don't know how long now, and.
It's really the choice of words a lot of times.
Me, everything's me. Me mom, me pop. There's a hole in me pocket.
It's impressive. Dan, you're really sure. Last week you did your Bernie Sanders impersonation this week.
That was which was classic, by the way.
It actually was. You did a great job. It was impressive.
I wish you had that you could play in the background.
I know. Yeah.
That was good. June, would you consider you so can you do a good Australian accent, June?
Probably not. It's kind of funny because I have my Siri set to being an Australian female because I wanted to try to like pick up the accent, and it's for some reason I cannot even pick it up when I'm like even trying to just repeat it. It's crazy.
People are pretty. I live in LA, so I always have actors coming up to me, and they're always like, "I'm working on the Australian accent. Can you help me with this? No, this sound. There's one sound that they can't make is the vowel sound in no. Like they just can't say no.
Yeah. That's that weird little note. Like there's a thing in the middle there that separates the letters.
So I
think an Australian accent is one of the cooler accents. It definitely is like, I mean, it might be like the the Crocodile Dundee in me that like when I was a kid, like loved that movie and always like that was like our first introduction, I think, mine as a kid, like to an Australian.
Now, mine was Men at Work with like the Vegemite sandwich and all that stuff in the song.
Okay.
Have you guys tried Vegemite?
No.
What is it?
What is Vegemite exactly?
It's like a salt. It's like you put it on toast, you know, it's like a spread and it's made of like yeast and salt. It's just a really salty spread. It's fucking
you had me at
kind of like yeah. like how we would use butter.
No, it goes with butter. Like you put the butter on first.
Okay.
And you get the butter to melt and then you put the Vegemite on top, so you get the butteriness and then the saltiness and the bread. It's No, but foreigners always just think like you take it out of the jar and you put a spoonful in your mouth, and that's like it's like really intense. You gotta do it.
You gotta spread it out a little bit. It's kind of like see, we in Philadelphia have Scrapple. You know what Scrapple is? It literally is like the leftover stuff on the griddle, like when they're done cooking breakfast and they just like mash it down into a patty and like pretend that it's food. And I'm not an original Philadelphia guy, so I just can't quite bring myself to it, but it's definitely a thing.
What's the cuisine of choice, the weird cuisine of choice in St. Louis?
Well, kind of going with the Scrapple, they have this thing called the Slinger. That's like a breakfast diner thing, and it's literally like hash browns and eggs, and I think it might have chili in it.
Everything.
They literally sling everything from the diner into this plate. It's pretty insane.
Gotta love the U.S.
The big thing with Jersey is it's Taylor ham or pork roll.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what the fuck it is actually, egg and cheese. But you go to the diner, right? The big thing in Jersey is you would go to the city. You know, you go to the fucking Limelight or the Ritz or one of those places and you come back and you go back and you hit the TikTok Diner on Route 3 in beautiful Rutherford, New Jersey. And you would get disco fries. And disco fries are actually, it's like almost like poutine. It's like, you know, big ass fucking French fries, brown gravy, melted mozzarella or, you know, if you want to get American cheese. And then, you know, I like it with the American cheese and it's just drowning this. It's just a plate. There's nothing says like you just had an awesome night at like 4 o'clock in the morning. Like a Taylor ham, pork roll, egg and cheese and fucking, you know, that shit.
Nothing says I'm going to die of a heart attack at 54 years old. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about in general. Like when you're
really... 54 next year. So I
hope man, not. Sorry. Right. That was impressive. I almost could have guessed it. No, but like, yeah, it's Jersey diner experience is definitely, we do it a lot with Exotica. All right, Dan. So all this positivity makes me want to just bring it right down to the bare bones. And this was a segment that we came up with kind of on the fly last week. So we're gonna go with it now. Last week, I just wanted to go on a rant about Comcast because fuck Comcast. Somehow, everybody else decided that they really wanted to tell somebody to go fuck themselves too. So apparently, now we've decided to just, you know, as we're rolling out on a show, we're going to give everybody their opportunity to give a big fuck you to somebody. It doesn't need, now, a lot of people said, you know, I'm too nice, I don't want to, like, you know, blast. You could give a fuck you to, you know, your dog that shit on the floor. You could give a fuck you to literally anybody that you want to. So it doesn't need to be some wild exclamation. But Dan, since I started last week, I'm going to let you start.
Well, I was going to go off of another communications company, Verizon, because they
can't double fuck people. It's not allowed.
So you can't. Well, no, you got Comcast.
I know.
Only in porn.
Yes, exactly.
I'll save Verizon for a fucking rainy day. My big thing is this week are the anti-maskers.
Okay.
That group of fucking people, we would have been done with this shit. We would have been fucking New Zealand.
We would
be having fucking concerts, fucking adult themed trade shows like Exotica.
Yeah.
Freaking, you know, we could have gone and done whatever we want. We could actually do Exotica St. Louis. We could do whatever the fuck we want. But no, you get people like the guy I saw over at the fucking supermarket the other day. walking around without a mask, and I look at him like, dude, you know, and he's just like, you can see my eyes moving underneath my mask, and I'm like, and I'm just like, hey, and he's just there like, medical condition. I'm like, you're going to have a fucking medical condition when I punch you in the fucking mouth.
They're literally, I don't think there's a, I don't, out for is there a medical condition?
Go do fucking curbside pickup. Then the motherfucker goes, and my son's a cashier at the very same supermarket. He goes into my son's line with no mask. And my son's looking, you know, like, probably like, do I have to fucking wait on this guy? It's ridiculous. Or you had all the people at the rallies. And I still see people walk around. Just before we went live, I'm watching my daughter's basketball game, and there's a bunch of people, you know, her team's all wearing masks, the other team's not. Like, what are they?
It's a lot of big fuck years.
It's a lot of big fuck years. So anti-maskers, we would have been out of this. I say, fuck you. You can't read it, Jay, but I wrote fuck you on the mask.
Okay, nice. On the fuck inside. You. All right, good for you. All right. Let's see. What do you say? Who wants to go next?
I'll go. I'm all right. Fired up for
go,
this.
Go for it.
Oh, June, you go.
I would like to give a big old fuck you to Nicholas Kristof for launching the next wave in the war on porn. If you don't know, look it up. Educate yourself. Know who you're voting for, your senators, your representatives. Know about FOSTA, know about SESTA, know about CISIA, know about all of them. Because it is, the war on porn is in its probably like hardest. It's just a full out launch on porn right now, but in not a good way. So make sure you're voting to keep us around.
There you go.
Indeed.
Yes.
Kim, you fired up yet?
I don't know so much like as a person, as a thing. It's okay. Just like fucking me right now. Because it's raining here in LA, and every time it rains, my garage door machine thing just
the garage door
breaks. Yeah, okay. The garage door like open up, so I can't get to my car right now because it's raining, and I have to Uber around all day because of this fucking garage door. So, dude. I just want to give a fuck you to my garage door.
That's a good one. That makes total sense.
And the rain.
And I like that it only doesn't work when it rains. Does it like swell up and it just won't pull it up? Or like, is it just, who knows?
I have no idea. But every time I text message the woman and she goes, oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. I'll have someone come and fix it tomorrow.
Is like, it
I'm
just gonna... your car parked in there? Because I would just lock my car and keep the door open.
No. It's like there's six cars in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, but every time she says she's going to get it fixed and... it never happens. So I just am like, oh, it's raining again. I'll go to fucking Uber all day.
Fuck you, garage door.
All right, fuck you, garage door opener. All right. And I'm going to close this one with, and it's actually interesting because I thought that we would talk about it a little bit this week, but I think everybody's probably sick of talking about it. But my big fuck you goes to Wall Street, which this week has been amazing to see. Yeah. Fucking, I love Reddit, so I've watched the Wall Street Bets guys like just, I don't own any of it.
Tell me to buy something or do something from Reddit.
I don't own any of it. I don't care. I'm truly cheering. And what I want to show everybody is this little video. This was from 2009 when the bubble burst in the housing market and Occupy Wall Street went out onto Wall Street. These motherfuckers sat up on balconies drinking champagne, overlooking the average normal people that were hurting and dealing with shit. And at the end of the day, now coming back around to this and seeing like the 99% take control and actually seeing how quickly now they're trying to act and, oh, it's like, it's horrible that people can do this. And, you know, fuck you. Mm-hmm. Fuck Wall Street.
Yep.
Those motherfuckers have gotten rich on the backs of normal Americans for a long ass time. And this was the coolest opportunity to see a bunch of ridiculous Reddit dudes go nuts on like, you know, on all of these guys. It just...
graphics. That's not fair. I don't have graphics. I had to make my own graphic with my own prop.
Oh, I saw it today. And like, I just, you know, I just love the fact that like, it shows everybody that if everybody were to act as a cohesive unit, you're so much greater than the motherfuckers that own you at this point. So like, you know, all the fighting and back and forth and all this stuff, like, you know, there's a lot. I'm not necessarily calling for unity across all, and everybody's going to sing, you know, Kumbaya. But at the end of the day, if everybody stays focused on one thing, it can happen. And going to Dan's like masking rave, you know, like those are the kind of things that, like, power in numbers, man. You know, fucking time to unite the 99%. So there you go. That's my.
I just realized something. You texted me, fuck you, but you meant to go into this segment. You weren't saying fuck you to me.
Well, that's what I was, yeah. You, any other time during the week that if I text fuck you, it means, like, you know, fuck you. I would never say fuck that you. To you, Dan.
I know. You know what's amazing? We've been friends now for 14 years, 14 and a half years, going on 15, and I don't think we've ever had a fight.
And I'm the big spoon.
And he's, no, we changed that. No, I'm definitely the big spoon.
I'm the big spoon. So
we figured this out last night. I am the big spoon. In fact, your new name is Gebhardt.
This is the point of the show where I usually start playing
my Gebhardt.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Jay Gebhardt Handy.
I like it. I could go by Gebhardt. G instead of Jay. No, I'm good with that. All right, ladies. Well, thank you so much for coming on. It was an awesome hour ish. Especially this is the first show that we've done where we had to do an intermission. It just got so goddamn good. But yeah, there you go, Danny boy. What do you say?
So June, remind everybody where they can find you online and tell us a little bit more about Shush and Wasteland, right?
Yep. So you can go and see Mirror Game at shush.com. That's SSSH.com. And then you can find me all over social media on Stream 8 and OnlyFans at JADExtraExtra.com.
There you go.
And you are a doctor.
I am a doctor.
Lainey, she's a fucking doctor. Do you want Lainey to promote you as a doctor? Because I think that's quite interesting. Mm. I think she should.
Dr. June here.
All right. Kim, where can everybody find you online?
You can find me, actually, pretty much Aussie Kim.
Put it over me, Jay, so you don't cover up her head. It's fine. I'm good with it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you just go to AussieKim.com, then that will link you to everything.
And you've been all over. You've been all over Playboy and stuff too, right? Like Aussie Playboy and New Zealand Playboy and Swedish Playboy and.
Yeah.
Iranian Playboy.
I don't think they have Iranian Playboy.
I'm probably gonna get. There's gonna be a hit out on me just for even mentioning it.
There's gonna be a fatwa on you. Yeah, a fatwa. Yeah,
that's true. I want that on my resume.
Fatwa. Survived. I think Lisa Ann has a fatwa on her right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us. And everybody, you can find us at exotica.tv. You can stream old episodes of this wonderful quality programming. You can also find us at exoticaexpo.com for our new show dates. Sign up for our mailing list for all sorts of fun offers and ticket sales and all that neat shit. You know, we'll see you. And, hey, we also have a t-shirt company. We haven't mentioned that in a while, MrZilla.com. MISTER Zilla, like Godzilla, but not Godzilla, because if we did Godzilla, we get sued.
Yeah. It was Dan's idea.
So instead, we put a Jesus face on it instead of a fucking blood dinosaur. Jesus Christ. What were we thinking, Jay?
Yeah. It's amazing that we've gotten this far in our lives. Yeah, no.
Just put everything on fucking black. We had a better shot of succeeding, I think, than doing a fucking t-shirt company called Mr. Zilla with a Jesus head. Show me your shirt, Jay. We got Jesus on toast.
He's on toast, actually.
He's on toast. Why wouldn't somebody buy that? It's an amazing shirt. Go to MrZilla.com. I'm telling you guys, go buy our shit. It's awesome. There's some cool shirts of Brandy Love.
Bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things.
And there's all that stuff. So, but everybody, go check out our websites. Check these ladies out at their websites and their OnlyFans. We'll be back next week with I don't know who, because something happened. I don't fucking know what, but I can't remember.
One of the guests we had planned
they're fucking ghosted because they probably got kicked off of Facebook or some shit. I don't know.
I just don't know, Jay. Okay, Dan. I think that's okay.
Jay, you know what? Good. Jay, everybody, stay safe.
Stay sexy, everybody. We'll see you next week.